There's our school bell. That means it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible at this time and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 9. We're going to read these last few verses of this letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. And this will conclude the study we have been making of Timothy as one of the great men of the New Testament. And then we'll move on to another set of lessons that will be coming after that. We're going to review some of the things we've been studying and then move forward to another set of lessons. So turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 9. While you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's get to our Bible reading. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9. And as a reminder, Paul is in prison. His life is almost over because they will execute him. And he wants Timothy to come see him before he dies. And so Paul writes, "Give diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas forsook me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is useful to me for the ministering. But Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, bring when thou comest, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord will render to him according to his works, of whom thou also beware, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first offense, no man took my part, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their account. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 19. "Salute Prisca and Aquila and the house of Onesiphorus. Erastus remaineth at Corinth, but Trophimus I left at Miletus sick. Give diligence to come before winter. Eubulus saluteth thee, and Prudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all of the brethren. The Lord be with thy spirit. Grace be with you." I find it so appropriate that Paul ends this last epistle that he wrote with those words, "Grace be with you." In many ways, we might be able to say that the Apostle Paul was the great apostle and preacher of grace. We want to take a few minutes and review where we have been in these studies of the great men and women of the Bible. We started off talking about Abraham, the hero of faith, of Joseph, the preserver of his people, of Moses, the liberator and lawgiver, of Ruth, the faithful daughter, of Samuel, the judge and the prophet, of David, the poet king, of Elijah, the brave reformer, of Isaiah, the statesman prophet, of Jeremiah, the prophet of courage, of Nehemiah, the bold builder, of Esther, the patriot queen. And then we came to the New Testament, and we had lessons on John the Baptist, Mary the mother of Jesus, Simon Peter, John the Apostle, Matthew the publican, Mary Magdalene, Martha and Mary the sisters, Stephen the martyr, Barnabas the great-hearted, Paul the apostle, John Mark, Luke the beloved physician, and then this with Timothy, a good minister of Christ Jesus. What a great catalog of examples they are for us, so that we can learn how we ought to be. We see in them that which God was well pleased, and we know we can please God the way they did. And then we see when God was disappointed in them, and we know what to avoid so that we do not disappoint God. We read in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, "Therefore let us also, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." In this golden text should also say, as we run this race, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and hath sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Jesus endured all things, desertion, persecution of every kind, betrayal, the ignominy and shame of the cross, death, and the grave, in order to do the will of God and to become the Redeemer of the world. Since Jesus did all this to save us, what should we not gladly endure in order to be saved and to be with him? We serve him out of love, and love drives us to want to do everything exactly as he would have us to do. It is not legalism to look into the fine points of the law and try to perfect ourselves according to what Jesus would want us to do. No, it is love. And let's look to him. And then John the Baptist. He endured a great deal and suffered death in faithfulness to God. So did all the great men and women in the lessons that we have been studying. Everyone who would be Christ's disciple now must deny self, bear his own cross, suffer persecution and even death if necessary, and follow Jesus. If any persons have denied their Lord by shrinking back because of a little persecution, we pray that as Peter they may repent and help others to be more courageous and more faithful. Faithfulness even unto death. That is such a great list of great men and women of the Bible. But did you know the Bible has its own list? It is found in Hebrews chapter 11. And like the list we read, it's not a complete list, neither is this, but it is a list that will call to your mind the great heroes of faith. Let me read that to you now. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. For therein the elders had witness borne to them by faith. We understand that the worlds have been framed by the Word of God, so that what is seen is hath not been made out of things which appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God translated him. For he hath witness borne to him that before his translation he had been well pleasing unto God. And without faith, it is impossible to be well pleasing unto him.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God concerning things not as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive a seed when she was past age, since she counted him faithful who had promised. Wherefore also there sprang of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Hebrews 11 and verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things make it manifest that they are seeking after a country of their own. And if indeed they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11 and verse 17. By faith Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yea, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, even he to whom it was said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God is able to raise up even from the dead, from which he did also in a figure receive him back. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting that the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he looked into the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that were disobedient, having received the spies with peace. Hebrews 11:32. And what shall I say more? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong.